This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello, I'm Umar Pagadampake Pagan. Joining me today is Bahe Yusuf. We're talking about Lee Chong Wei, the brand new biopic about the Malaysian legend. It is directed by Teng Bi, who was the director of Kepong Gangster, which came out in 2012. Teng Bi also shares a screenwriting credit on this movie, which is based off of Lee Chong Wei's 2012 autobiography called Dare to Be a Champion.
Okay.
The movie stars Jake Eng as young Lee Chong Wei, Tosh Chan as older, slightly older Lee Chong Wei.
And I'm just going to jump in, and I think those two guys were amazing.
They were great. Amazing. And it also stars Rosham Noh as Miss Bun Sidik, of course.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, Malaysian legend, badminton player and coach.
And coach, yeah.
And the story is, of course, about Lee Chong Wei, his rise from Bukit Matajam champion to national hero, right? Mm. And it is a very traditional biopic in that sense, but it's an excellent film.
Yeah, it's a really, really good movie. I mean, there were a couple of bits which, I mean, I just think they're just niggly, but overall, completely enjoyable time.
Yes, at the cinema, for sure, 100%. Yeah. And we're not just saying this for a Malaysian film. I mean, it has some of the very similar pitfalls that a lot of Malaysian movies have. Mm. But for the most part, right, it is not in any way a disservice to the legend that is Lee Chong Wei.
No. So,
which is what I was most concerned about.
So I think if you like sports biopics, sports movies, or if you're Malaysian, you probably should go watch this film.
As you know, the sports movie has a very typical similar structure, right? Especially if it's a biopic. You're telling the story about a character's rise to greatness, all of the pitfalls he faces along the way, all of his losses before in the third act, in the final act, he overcomes everything and becomes a champion, right?
And I think in this particular one, I thought it was quite interesting that they stopped at his first major win.
That was a very smart decision on the part of the director and the writers. They didn't kind of stretch it all the way up to Olympics or the SEA Games or anything like that. Yeah. It was essentially his very first win against Lin Dan, which Lee Chong Wei's life has kind of become about, right? That rivalry between him and Lin Dan. All the great sports relationships are rivalry between two teams or two individuals.
This is, you know, it's pretty typically standard Rocky and Apollo Creed or...
Correct.
Yeah, it's just, you know, straight up like, I'm going to beat you or you're the one who's been standing in my way over all these competitions, and I'm going to defeat you.
Now, there are very few sports biopics that actually break that formula, Rocky being one of them, where Rocky actually loses at the end, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, loses the match, but, you know,
wins the heart of the people and audiences everywhere.
Exactly, exactly. Now, this doesn't do it, but what this does is, of course, take that tried and tested formula and actually stays true to it and does well doing
it. Yeah, I agree.
I know it sounds like we're so shocked, but it's rare for a Malaysian movie to pull something like this off and do it so well.
Yeah, and I think also going into it, I was quite concerned about the idea of it being a Lee Chong Wei biopic and how highly Lee Chong Wei is held in Malaysian regard, if that would overpower the directors, make it into a more dramatic retelling of his story. And again, there are some bits in there that I'm quite, I don't know if I'd be questionable is the word, but to me it just seems a little far-fetched. But
I'm sure there are some bits that took dramatic license. I don't know his entire life story.
Yes, yeah.
But it feels like there were some bits that were played up for the purposes of drama.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
I'm okay. Well, to an extent, I'm okay with it. There's a certain level of creative license that I'm willing to provide.
First of all, coming into this film, all of us already have a certain emotional attachment, not just to Lee Chong Wei, but also to the sport of badminton.
Yes, yes.
The director does well. I mean, one of the very first scenes we see in this movie is children playing badminton by the beach, and everyone is claiming who they are. I'm Rashid Siddiq. I'm Jalani.
Yeah.
And it's something that will resonate with every Malaysian of a certain generation.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah.
You know, after that Thomas Cup win, we were all those kids. We were in the school gym. We were all claiming, oh, I want to be Rashid Siddiq. Yeah. I want to be Miss Boone.
Or we called dibs on like, oh no, you can't be Rashid because you can't be Miss Boone because you're not the oldest in the family. The oldest one has, and then you just, you know, yeah. Wait, who's number three? That means I'm that guy. Okay, that's fine. I only get to play doubles. That's
right?
Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
We did it. We did it.
So it sets the tone almost immediately, and you've already got a ready connection to this movie, right? And so it is really within the director's hands to not screw it up.
Yeah.
And touch wood, Teng Bie does not. I mean, he delivers. I mean, he paints this portrait of Lee Chong Wei's early childhood, this backstory involving his dad and badminton and a reluctancy to let his child go down the same path. Yeah. I mean, it's all very emotional. And what works really well is that it doesn't emotionally manipulate you in the way something like Ola Bola did. It doesn't shove patriotism down your throat.
No. That was one of the things I was concerned about. There was this, we all have, you know, there would be this messaging, this insistence that we all have to love this guy because he's Malaysian and we're Malaysian and he's a Malaysian hero, so love him, goddammit.
There's very little flag waving. I mean, we see the Malaysian flag waving quite a bit in the movie, which
but
is fine.
But it's not completely out of place,
but
right?
But there's very little actual schoolyard patriotism and flag waving, right? Yeah. This isn't a movie about being a great Malaysian. This is a movie about being a great sportsman and everything that entails.
I went to watch it on Sunday evening, about 6:30 screening. Cinema was okay. Like, it wasn't full. It wasn't a lot of people, but, you know, good four or five rows were pretty full.
I went to see it at an early morning screening, and I think a few rows were still quite full. I think two or three rows were still quite full. I'm concerned that none of these people have work to do. But hey, they're coming to see a good movie, which is fine by me.
Yeah.
The performances, we mentioned right off the bat, performances by Jake Eng and Tosh Chan, playing Lee Chong Wei at different ages.
Yeah.
Simply amazing. Both those kids are incredible. They look a lot like him. The casting was spot on.
Who played the older Chong Wei?
Tosh Chan.
Okay. Tosh, the just scenes where he will turn to the camera and you go, whoa, that's really, really eerily close. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the fact that they could play badminton. Let's be honest. We've all seen it in like Western movies, American, English movies, where they get actors to play sports and they can't play the sport. They can't kick, they can't run, you can tell. And is that kind of thing that really bugs me. But these two guys, they can play badminton. They can smash. It's not awkward. They're running around the court very comfortably, very proficient as a player.
The director makes some really good decisions when it comes to the way he shoots those scenes as well. Mm. We see quite a lot of badminton matches. There is a lot of badminton in this actual movie.
Yeah.
And it's all shot incredibly well, very competently, all the way up to the final match, because he also saves his glory magic shots for that last match between Lin Dun, which is very, very cool. Cool.
Yeah. And also I like how he made that decision to shoot it almost like a camera, shoot it almost like broadcast. That angle is very broadcast angle, which is great. I love it.
So a weird thing about the whole Lin Dun thing in that they spelled his name Ling Dun, L-I-N-G and not L-I-N.
Yep.
At first I thought maybe I got it wrong all along.
Yeah.
But I came home and I did some Googling and it is actually Lin Dun. I was right.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why they did that. I don't know if it was a permission
thing? I think we asked around the office and I think some people were saying maybe it's a rights thing.
Are they afraid they might get sued?
They couldn't get, or maybe they just couldn't get approval. They couldn't get him to sign off on it.
Do you need someone to sign off on it? That's what I don't know. Just say you wanted to make a movie about Donald Trump. Mm. It's not like you need Donald Trump's permission, but that just could be the legality in the United States.
It could be a United States thing. Yeah, and it could be a United States and or Europe thing or even Malaysia thing, but like maybe China has got a different thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it was something very similar with Ola Bola, I think, in the sense that I was wondering why they didn't use the real footballers. Yeah. Why did they take a real story, a true story, and then use fictionalized names, right? And I think maybe they just couldn't get the permission of the original footballers.
And I think also with regards to Ola Bola...
Either that or they didn't want to pay for it.
All that. But also with Ola Bola, you'd have to get the life rights as opposed to just the rights to use their name, wouldn't you? Because in the case of Ola Bola, you've got telling the story of the entire team. Whereas in this particular instance, Ling Dan is a character against the hero of this film. You know, he has no lines in the movie.
No.
He does some things that have been quite public. Like there was one game that is shown in the movie where he wins the match and Ling Dan sort of does the salute, which he did, you know, which he does in real life anyway. So it's not, I don't know what they're concerned about. I'm just wondering if they didn't try, or not didn't try, but maybe they just couldn't get it.
I think so.
Yeah.
The movie is primarily focused on Lee Chong Wei's kind of spiritual journey to becoming a champion. Mm. It's about how
he becomes a champion. It's not just about skill. It's about him becoming a man to become champion, right? Him sort of having to go through the hardships and having to grow up.
And it addresses all of this stuff that we often talk about when we watch a Chong Wei badminton match. Does he have the stamina? Does he have the mental
strength and
acuity, right? Yeah. Does he have all of these things to become a champion? And the movie talks about all of that.
Specifically in a biopic, you don't expect a Malaysian biopic to be so candid about his failings as well, right? So like you said, Ms. Boon talks about how it's not you don't have stamina, it's your mental ability is not there yet, you know. And again, it's things that we've said as audience members, it's things that badminton analysts have said, right, that he may or may not have the mental strength to keep going when it comes down to it at that final point. And the fact that they addressed it in the movie just seems really interesting, that for him to, I want to say accept it, but for him to acknowledge that this is what's being said.
I think Rosham Noh plays a very good Miss Boon.
I think Rosham Noh plays a very good character.
He does.
I think we forget when we saw KL Special Force
that if you give him good material, he can act.
Yeah, he can actually act. Sure, his opening sort of entrance into this movie, he is pretty shouty, but he is a very good actor when restrained. His quiet moments, the quiet moments he has with his wife, are really quite nice.
There are lots of quiet moments within the family as well. I think the role of Lee Chong Wei's mother in his life is really, really apparent. Mm. There is a quiet fortitude that his dad brings to his life as well. It's very underwritten, very underplayed. And all of that really, really impressed me. They were really deep, multidimensional characters. But you know, the tugging at your heartstrings, I'm glad that the director realized it was unnecessary because you don't have to script that. Everyone who goes into watching this movie, any Malaysian who walks in, has so much baggage with regards to watching every one of those Lee Chong Wei losses, for example, that it's there.
You don't need to milk it.
You don't need to milk
it. Just move on. Yeah,
you just put the story out. We've already got the tears ready. We're good to go.
We're there.
We're good to go.
Yeah, it just gives us a really good movie to react to.
The other very smart decision was, of course, having Lee Chong Wei himself in the movie. He plays a cameo in both the beginning and the end of this film, right?
He sort of opens it and closes it off.
He doesn't do much. I mean, he's there, you know, smashing shuttlecocks at the beginning of the film over the credits. Mm. And the conceit is that he's talking to a little boy who wants to be like him, right?
Yeah, I have a problem with that.
Like, you have a problem with that because you didn't get what the point of it was.
Yeah, because it just didn't, you know, to me, it just, why? Essentially, my main question is, why is Lee Chong Wei in a stadium with dramatic lighting playing badminton with a 10-year-old boy?
It just looks cool, bro.
No, but that's my point, right? My problem is because it looks cool.
I think the purpose of it at the beginning to bookend the movie was very strong.
I agree. I like that it bookends it. I like that Lee Chong Wei essentially opens up his own story as opposed to it just sort of flashing to a small boy that we have no idea who.
At the beginning, he's smashing the shuttlecock around, and at the very end of the credits, it lands slam bang in the middle of the neck and doesn't fall.
Yeah.
And the kid goes, "Who won?"
Yeah.
And he goes, Dato, siapa menang? Yeah. And Lee Chong Wei goes, "I don't know. I guess we'll see where the shuttlecock falls."
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really good opening. That was a very solid line. And then there's a line at the end of this movie, and I won't give it away, but that had me choked up because it was Lee Chong Wei who was delivering this line. It was the most incredibly self-reflective, self-deprecating line.
And selfless.
And selfless line.
Yeah, in a country where we big up our heroes immensely, for him to deliver that line is amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this movie, and I strongly urge all of you to go and watch it.
Yeah, I've got issues, but it's
oh no for sure.
Move past it. I mean, like, the music's not great.
The soundtrack's a bit in your face.
It's a bit correct.
I mean, all of those niggles aside, almost. It is very lazy because it feels almost like the soundtrack to an action movie.
It just feels like they just, you know, typed into an audio software and go like, emotional.
Dramatic,
yes. Right? Yes. Winning, yeah?
Yes.
It's not great. I think it's a bit lazy. But that aside, overall, fairly solid movie.
Solid movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Lee Chong Wei is now in cinemas, directed by Teng Bi. We highly recommend you go and check it out. Let us know what you think when you've seen it. I'm on @UmaPagan.
I'm @Pahiwai.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.